This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The number of Coloradans hospitalized with COVID-19 has reached 112, the first time over 100 since May. Here's CPR's John Daly.
But the number of hospitalizations is far below pandemic peaks, when it twice went above 1,600. Here's the state epidemiologist, Dr. Rachel Herlihy.
Even last year, when we had an increase in transmission that occurred about this time, maybe a little bit earlier, a summer wave, that number of hospitalizations was over 300. So what we're experiencing right now is a pretty small increase.
The latest state data confirm an upsurge in the spread of the virus. Cases, the test positivity rate, and wastewater detections are all rising. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado is one of 10 states where the federal government is trying to reduce preventable deaths among indigenous people. A new campaign developed with tribal input targets infant mortality and CO poisoning.
Carbon monoxide can kill in minutes, but you can stay safe by placing CO alarms in your home.
Peter Feldman, a member of the Consumer Product Safety Commission, says that message is especially important in communities with spotty electricity.
One of the common causes of accidental CO, carbon monoxide poisoning, is improper use of portable generators. And that's something that we see just so often in rural areas, including tribal areas.
The awareness campaign will run on radio and includes billboards. Student artists in western Colorado will help design a new logo for Mesa County. The county is redesigning its I Voted stickers ahead of next year's election. Children from first grade to 12th grade are eligible. Election officials will choose the finalists, and the public will pick a winning design. The county is taking entries through October. Grand Junction has highs near 80 this afternoon, Denver hitting 90, Colorado Springs at 90 this afternoon, and cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.